Welcome to this week's edition of Talking Greyhounds. Simon Harrison with you, and from Greyhound Racing New South Wales, Stuart Turner. Good afternoon.
Hello, Simon. How are you going today?
Good, Stewie. Good. Now, this Saturday night, a big night in Victoria, we've got the Group 1 Maturity Classic on, as well as the Destiny Fireball for the stayers.
Certainly do. Gee, what a fantastic night's racing in store down at the Meadows on Saturday. The big one, of course, the Group 1 Maturity Classic. $100,000 for the winner of this one, Simon. And, of course, some of the greats of the sport have won this race in the past. Now, it's been a three-week series, this race, but these greyhounds have really had to earn their place in the final, haven't they? Looking at the race, well, Mponga Blazer has got box six, and this greyhound currently the $2.60 favourite with tap.com.au. She was a brilliant winner in the semis last Saturday night, the fastest qualifier. She's in great hands, of course, with Jeff Britton, a really astute trainer. And she looks like she's hit form perfectly for this series. Looking at the rest of the field quickly, well, Tony Breck, the Queenslander, who's having a terrific run of success at the moment. He's got Opal Nera in box two and Fast Times, the recent Group 1 Winter Cup winner in box eight, of course. But they're both big chances. But I think the draw has given Mponga Blazer just a slight edge over Fast Times, even though Fast Times has been brilliant so far in this series. I do think for a bit of value, though, mate, you could do worse than Dinah Jerry in box three. Look, he ran a sizzling first sectional in the semi-finals last Saturday night. If he does that again, they'll have a job to catch him, you know. So I think he does offer a bit of value, but realistically, it's between the big two, and I've got to go with Mponga Blazer in this one.
Okay, so Dinah Jerry, $12 at the moment for the place with the Tamp Fixed Odds. So Fast Times, how do you think box eight will suit Fast Times for Tony Britt?
Yeah, look, that is the one question mark, I think. But this greyhound, obviously, in fantastic form at the moment. I think he's won once and placed once from box eight, including a super run on his local Albion track, the Albion Park track, a couple of months ago. Look, he can certainly handle it, that's for sure. He's a brilliant talent. But I just think at the moment, the way that Mponga Blazer is going, that greyhound is going to take a heck of a beating in this final time.
In the semis for the Destiny Fireball last Saturday night, there was a shock result, Billy's Bake getting up over Burn One Down. But that hasn't deterred the favourite punters here. Burn One Down for the final has gone up $1.40 from box five, and from box six, Billy's Bake, a $6 chance. They're expecting him to bounce back here.
He doesn't often get it wrong two races in a row, this greyhound, does he, Simon? He's been an absolutely wonderful performer, Burn One Down, a real natural stayer. And yeah, look, it's hard to argue with that. Although, look, Billy's Bake put in a wonderful performance last Saturday night to beat him. And look, again, looks at a value chance here. And the field is pretty good as well. I mean, the other qualifiers include Dundee Calypso, who's building a great career in the stayers' ranks, and Ebby Ripper, who will fly the flag for New South Wales. Burn One Down did pay for a slow start in the heat. You wouldn't think he'd run again. Perhaps look beyond him. But maybe it's the adopted New South Welshman in me talking, Simon. But I just think Ebby Ripper could upset the apple cart in this one. If she gets it right early, which sometimes she doesn't do, I think she could push Burn One Down hard. But Burn One Down is the big favourite in this one. But if you like a bit of value, I think Ebby Ripper is pretty tempting.
Okay, looking forward to the Meadows on Saturday night. Jason Lincoln will be hosting trackside for Sky Racing. Now, tonight, Stewie, we've got the Rockhampton Cup on, and one that you've been following for a few weeks, Split Image, has drawn box seven and looks pretty hard to beat.
Yeah, I think you're right there, mate. This field dominated by two trainers. Tony Brett, that man again, he's got two chances here, Split Image and Zapdon Ferrari. And John McCarthy as well, who's been absolutely fantastic. He's got three chances. Rather Dapper, Azazus, and Slick. You may remember we had John on Going Greyhound on Sky Sports Radio a couple of weeks back. He was really liking Slick's chances, and this greyhound has certainly come good. Slick was the fastest qualifier in last week's heat. Has got box four tonight in this one. But look, I'm going to stick with my pick before this series. I'm sticking with Split Image. She's got box seven in the final. She's had three looks at Rockhampton now over the last 3 weeks. She's won them all from wide draws as well. So she's obviously perfectly at home with Rockhampton. The quality greyhound, banging form for me. Split Image, the one to be on in the Rockhampton Cup tonight.
And on Saturday week, Stu, closer to home at Wentworth Park, we'll have the heats of the New South Wales Sprint and Distance Championships.
Yeah, that's right. Already looking forward to this one, Simon. It looks like it's going to be a great affair. Some of the greyhounds in the running for this one. Well, Anto's Mac might come up from Victoria for this, because he's still eligible to compete as a New South Wales greyhound. Mr. Twister, the recent Group 1 winner as well, he's likely to be involved. And She's Grant, who's been a super performer in 2017 as well. So look, this looks like it's going to be an absolutely fantastic affair in the sprint rank. In the distance ranks, where you're likely to have Big Daddy B, the Group 1 National Derby winner from earlier this year, and Eddie Ripper as well. They look like the two to watch for me in the distance race as well. Remember, we've got the sprint and distance heats taking place in New South Wales and across the rest of the country. Then the respective state championships, and then the winners go off to Albion Park later in August for the national championship. And what a great night that promises to be as well.
And to complement the Group 1 maturity card at the Meadows on Saturday night, also in Victoria, Stewie, we've got the Group 2 Shepparton Cup on. Ando's Max down there, in the market at 480, but the favourite is Lucky Chap, who's come up with box 7.
Now, what a race this promises to be on a Saturday night. Look, we had 8 star-studded heats on Monday. They were really closely contested affairs. When I said that you had the likes of Striker Light, Uphill Jill, Black Mumbo and Pantera near a miss out on places in the final. That gives you an indicator, mate, of just what high calibre races these were. Ando's Mac, as you mentioned there, he's one of 3 chances for Anthony Azzardi, along with Lucky Chap, again, the early race favourite you mentioned there, and Annabelle Boy as well. We've also got Bewildering, a brilliant talent as well. He's got box 4. As I said, this is going to be an absolutely fantastic final. I think if he gets it right, it's hard to look beyond Ando's Mac. He's got a decent draw. He's banging form again with 3 wins in his last 4 starts. And he's such a terrific talent. For me, Ando's Mac, the one to beat in the Group 2 Shepparton Cup.
Good stuff. Always good to chat to you, Stu. Anything else for us before we wind it up?
Well, just as ever, there's great racing taking place across the rest of the country and New South Wales over the coming days. Don't forget that you've got another big race that's coming up on the horizon. The Group 3 Darwin Cup, the heats of that are on Monday night. They'll be available shortly on thedogs.com.au if you want to check out the fields and form for that one. And of course, for all your other news, expert picks, fields and form, go to thedogs.com.au.
Good on you, Stewie. Enjoy the week ahead, mate.
Certainly will, mate. Some great racing in prospect. Looking forward to it. You take care.